And you'll prepare. You'll prepare for that moment, which you think is every day. From 6 months to 9 months, every day you'll be going, are you okay? She'll be going, I'm fine. Are you okay? I'm fine. And you'll know, on that ninth day of the ninth month, it'll be time. Because you'll come home, and she'll have the entire house packed in two small bags. And she'll have that look in her eyes like, let's go. And if you don't move, she'll grab your scrotum and pull it up over your head. And I think you will move right then. Because all of a sudden, your sweet little bride is transforming into Ralph fucking Cramden. Get it out! Get it out, Norton! Whoa! She's changing! She's passing a tiny creature. It's not a tiny creature. It's a creature 50 times larger than the orifice it's coming out. It's whoopee time! Get go! And you're driving down the freeway. Yes, she's like De Niro in Mean Street screaming out the window. Ah! You think, I've got to get her to the hospital, but I've also got to get this screaming bitch out of the car. Dear God, help me! Ah! Then she'll be very calm. I'm fine. No, I'm not! Move it! You get to the hospital. You think, okay, let's go in the hospital. They're going to have it. You're carrying the bags. There's usually one attendant going, you must fill out some forms. Fuck you, Sabu, get out of the way. No, come on, let's go. She's on a gurney, she looks like a great white whale. Whoa. Have you seen the great white mother? That way. You're rolling down the aisle. Whoa. Attendants are going by going, you better do it real quick now. Yeah, you're screaming, they get her in there to the operating room, which is a very subtle, sweet place. Bullshit, it's Earl Shive's living room. Bright, bright lights. She's screaming like crazy. You're going like this. Let's breathe, honey. Let's breathe. Because you have this myth that you're sharing the birth experience. I don't think so. Nope. No, unless you're passing a bowling ball, I don't think so. Unless you're gonna circumcise yourself with a chainsaw, I don't think so. Unless you're opening an umbrella up your ass, I don't think so. You're not doing diddly squat. You're along for the ride. And you're there breathing. You're hyperventilating. She's looking at you like, what the fuck are you doing? Why don't you knock me out, you asshole? And usually there's an anesthesiologist in the corner going, you need anything, man? She sees him. She wheels her ass over there. Give me that, you dumb stone prick. Oh, get it out. Oh, it's a baby, it hurts. Ah. Oh, and after 10, 15 hours of sheer bliss, you're rewarded with a baby. But bullshit, it's not a baby. It's a little old man dipped in 40 weight. Don't you see? It's like Gandhi and Churchill had a child, you know what I'm saying? A little tiny thing there. It's a little tiny creature like, yeah, I'm looking for the breast, I'm looking for the breast. It's a strange creature. And they handed me my son, they held him up and he went, my God, he's hung like a bear.
That's the umbilical cord, Mr. Williams.
Don't cut that. Let him dream for a while. Yes, it's incredible. And they handed me my son. It was the first moment we made the contact. Father, son, son, father. And he looked me right in the eye, and he pissed all over me. And I went, I'm a parent now. And then they put him on my wife's chest, and it was incredible. Mother and child. And he got that look in his eyes like, there's a tit around here. Yeah. You start to become a tiny teamster, like, hey, where's the tit? Hey.